And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name is Nina Jablonski. I'm a professor of anthropology at Penn State. I study human evolution and human diversity. My dangerous idea is that we should teach all children about the origin of humans and why we look differently. And I'll tell you why. We live in a country and in a world in which there is considerable misunderstanding about race and the nature of human races. Tension sometimes exists between people who identify as belonging to different races, especially when they think that those people who look different from them are going to act different too, or that they might pose a threat. There's a lot of talk today about the dangers of implicit bias, which springs from the stereotypes we harbor about one another and that affect our understanding, actions, and decisions in an unconscious and often powerful manner. Implicit biases are reversible, and they're also avoidable. So my dangerous idea is about tackling the implicit bias arising from racial stereotypes, where it starts, in the home and in early childhood education. Racism is caused by many things, but implicit bias allows racism to manifest itself. Implicit bias about races is often based on an assumption that races have a biological reality, and further, that people not only look differently, but act differently because of differences in their inherent biological makeup. This is wrong, but most people don't know it's wrong. And formal education about human diversity is often limited to anthropology courses in universities or maybe in some high schools. So wouldn't it be great if every child in the United States learned some basic facts about human biological diversity when they were little, let's say when they are 7 or 8? Kids love learning about themselves, so let's teach them in basic and understandable terms about human evolution and why people look the way they do. It would be marvelous if kids could learn about the recent shared ancestry of all people and the origins of some of the interesting and visible differences between people, like skin color. When these phenomena become a source of wonder and delight and are understandable, it's much less likely that kids will make value judgments about physical attributes. We may not be able to prevent entirely the formation of implicit biases, but we can go a long way toward this goal by educating our children in this way.
Anthropologist Nina Jablonski with her dangerous idea, and you can hear more of those dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.